This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Tuesday, the oomph of October. It's the DJV program. I don't usually say hi. Do I? Hi, Kara. Hi, Jennifer. Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
I'm not supposed to say everybody because we're talking basically one-on-one. We've run into a buzzsaw with Victoria because she yesterday couldn't talk. Now, today, she seems to be worse off than she was yesterday. So let's hold a good thought for Victoria Keelan, as Kara runs the studio controls in Washington. Jennifer takes off with the obvious in this hour, the tweets, the condemnations, the documents, the impeachment, and on it goes. More drama. It's drama time here.
It is drama time.
Drama time.
Boy,
mean,
oh boy.
Drama mean. At 7.
Yeah.
Dramamine.
We all actually, maybe we should get taxpayer-sponsored Dramamine for everybody.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes, let's get some of that.
All right, well, let's just go. Let's tick them off the list, shall we? First of all, Rudy Giuliani was subpoenaed yesterday by the Democrats in Congress. He will be forced to testify, if he shows up, behind closed doors about his affidavits that he has on Ukraine, just exactly what his role was in investigating for the president, and whether or not he has security clearances. All of these things will be a part of the questioning, no doubt about it. Now, there's another headline that is, to me, sort of a non-headline, and that is that Trump asked Australian Prime Minister to help discredit Mueller. There are a lot of these people who are now going crazy, spinning these headlines, and we just have to kind of calm down, maybe take the Dramamine before we start thinking that the president is going after foreign aid. The president actually talked about this particular phone call with the Australian Prime Minister, saying that he should actually cooperate with Bill Barr to gather information. The president went to not only the Prime Minister of Australia, but also the President of Ukraine and many other world leaders after Bill Barr got confirmed and put into his place at the Justice Department, because Bill Barr had asked him to do that. Bill Barr said, "Can you make some introductions for me, Mr. President? I will be working with these world leaders. Please ask them to cooperate." That's what the president did. And now there's a lot of headlines today that Trump was trying to collude with all of these world leaders to try to help discredit the Mueller probe or to try to get information on Ukraine. So that's kind of a bit of a false headline, I think, because Trump actually talked about it the last couple of months. There was nothing that was being hidden along that path. There's also some news about Joe Biden today, where some new pictures have come up with Joe and Hunter Biden golfing with the Ukraine gas company executives back in 2014, which the other side of the aisle, the Trump side of the aisle, is saying, see, this is proof that the vice president was up to no good trying to create special circumstances for his son. So more chaos ensues, but those are the three big stories that are bubbling this morning.
Well, I'm not sure. I think there's one more. This business about...
Well, what I miss?
The Civil War... The business about Trump saying, if I'm not reelected, there'll be a civil war. Come on, that's BS. That's crap. And it's not dignified. It's way below the dignity even of him and the office of the president. It is.
I agree with that statement, but I also agree with the fact that there would be a civil war if a sitting president is pushed out of office because of something like this. That's what a lot of people are saying.
How's he going to get pushed out? It has to be at the... He's not going to be pushed out by the impeachment because that stuff doesn't work. So, you know, what's the...
Well, it may not work, but I think the point is this. Are we at a point in politics where instead of just beating someone in elections, we're going to actually just say, nope, we're not going to recognize that you're a sitting president. We're going to call you illegitimate and we're going to get you out of office? It just sets a bad... Especially a year before an election where you could actually run a decent campaign and somebody. I mean, it's not like he's burning it up with the approval rating. He's beatable if there was a good candidate that could beat him. This is not the way to do it. And to that point, I mean,
well,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't think that this is the right step in politics to try to say, you know what, I don't like you, so I'm going to impeach you. It's the cancel culture gone wild. And it's unfortunate. It's not a good precedent for the country.
It is. He's not likable in most respects. But that doesn't mean he ought not to be. Nixon wasn't likable either. You can go back through, I can go through half a dozen presidents in the 19th century who were completely unlikable. And they were president. The circumstances different at the time because there wasn't the kind of communication that we have today. Interesting to note that support for impeaching the president has gone up among some Republicans and some independents. I don't know what that means. I don't know who paid for the survey. 47% support impeaching the president, removing him from office, up from 41% who felt that way in May. He does not act presidential. He doesn't sound presidential. He just is him. He is what you elected. You elected him somehow or other. Well, we go back and argue about the way that the system works and whether or not we continue to do what we do. The election, everything is a mess. Just everywhere. My hometown, it's the same kind of thing. And you look across the country in states, it's all the him versus you, and I'm right, you're wrong, and nobody. It just is. We're bubbling here, and there's a deeper, this is the trouble with the superficial way the news media covers things, and frankly, the superficial way that people think about stuff. And I may sound like I'm an elitist, not trying to sound like an elitist, but there are many more problems here that are under the surface, that are boiling to the top, and they present themselves with the attitude that we have toward Trump. And frankly, Trump presents what these underlying problems are. Whether we can self-govern, whether the country can survive, there are so many. And part of the problem, frankly, in my estimation, is that we have too many people coming into this country who don't understand how it works. And therefore, they understand how they can get on the dole, they understand the benefits of being here, but they don't understand the way the country works. And frankly, because the educational system in our country has fallen so lax, many people who are of age to vote don't have a clue about how the system works. We're in a quote-unquote elite sort of position because we pay attention to what's going on. We are not the average. The people who listen to programs like this, the people who get involved in the process, the people who are, I'm not going to say good Americans, but active Americans, are the ones who are following all of this stuff and trying to maybe fix or work with the system. But the problem is we have too many stupid people who are not educated as to how anything works. They can't balance a checkbook. They don't really know how to drive a car. All they know is how to look at that that device that they use and are attached to at the hitch, at the hip every day. And that's how they live their lives. So whoever controls that device and the information that's there is who controls the system and who controls the country. So you want to watch video of the blah blah on Fox or the blah blah on MSNBC, and I don't think people Kara's age are watching that stuff. I don't know that people Kara's age, I shouldn't say in general, but how well informed her friends I'm sure are, because she travels in a group in a situation where her friends are educated. But I guarantee you, the people, I saw some people in downtown Framingham yesterday who were, I was ashamed of who they were, what they were doing, how they were acting. As an American, I was ashamed of them because they just, it's everybody for himself or herself. It's not about the collective good. It's about what's good for me. And you can see that maybe not just with younger people. You see it with older people who have money. I don't know. It's just we're at a point now. I don't think we're talking about civil war, but we're talking about civil disorder, civil unrest. It's everywhere. It's apparent. that we have.
Well, and everything is personal. I mean, I know that I defend Trump a lot. The reason people defend
him... It's hard
him,
to defend Jennifer.
No, actually, it's not.
Job. Well, I
it's not.
Job.
It's not my job to defend him.
No,
that's
what
I
I'm
feel.
Saying. Yeah, yeah.
And I think my point is this. My point is that the reason people defend him is because he has been under constant attack.
That I agree
for
with.
Yep. 3 years.
100%.
I mean, how... Who
the news
the
media wants to run those elitists. That's the other side of the coin. Who the hell are they to tell us what to think, how to think, when to think, where to think? That's the other thing. But what I'm saying is that stuff is compounded by people not questioning, not being educated,
right,
not understanding anything, including how the system works.
The bigger point that I'm just trying to make is that everything has become so personal. Instead of taking on someone for the issues, or instead of debating, a healthy debate about how to get somewhere, we immediately go to the personal. I mean, think about what the president has said for the last 3 years.
But he brings it on himself, though.
You know, maybe not, but I think what you see is him responding to all of that.
But I think he started some of the stuff.
Well, maybe that's how you feel. But if you look, the president is a counterpuncher. So every time somebody throws something, then he starts going wild. I get it. I mean, I understand. That's what people do. But in local politics, if you want to take President Trump out of the equation because he's polarizing, everybody's about the personal. You can no longer say, Doug, I disagree with you on this. It has to be, Doug, you're a racist.
Right.
Doug, I hate you.
Yeah, yeah,
Doug,
you're
I
right.
can't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it can't just
right.
be. You can't. People don't know how to actually articulate their differences without just being personal.
I can see this. A friend of mine is getting a divorce, and the divorce isn't, okay, this is what happened. We don't get along anymore. We need to go our separate ways. It's, let's get even. It's
right.
let me destroy your property. You can't do this. You can't do that. And the lawyers, I mean, it's just everywhere. There's this tension. There's this stress. There's this anger that is so deeply threaded into society. It's hard even to have a good time. It's very disturbing for people who like to just live and be conscious and have a, that's one of the reasons I do this hour called Your Hidden Power Show, which is all about kind of how we think and what we can do to make our own lives better and help other people. We're really here to help. And we're not helping each other. We're not helping ourselves with all of this stuff. We aren't. And these idiots in the news media don't realize that what they're doing is contributing to, if not the ruination, the fiber of the country isn't stronger because of what they may tell you that, well, freedom of information. But, okay, so where do we find the facts? Not the truth. Because the truth, according to one network, is not the same, or one individual not the same as another. I don't know. I just, around and around it goes, something to be aware of anyway. I want you to be aware of something else that is very good for those who are having glucose support problems. That is, you may be a type 2 diabetic, you may be pre-diabetic, you may just have too much sugar in your system, your doctor says, watch it. So if you are one of those people, you know somebody who's in need of support, how about we talk about Curalin? Going to the website, Curalin.net, will be very educational because you'll find Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin, to be long and hearty and healthy. Curalin is an effective supplement that helps type 2 diabetics lower and stabilize blood sugar levels. It's an all-natural product, contains 10 powerful glucose-balancing ingredients. So, you want to have that. It's not like a trick pony. It's just, there's no reason for you to have this problem because this stuff, I mean, you can track your results with the program that they have. It's well thought out, beneficial. I'm on this program just to make sure that I'm all balanced out because I like sugar. I like things that are sweet. That's why I like Jennifer, of course, and Kara. But I don't need Curalin for that. Curalin.net. Check it out. Matter of fact, right now I've arranged $20 to be off, discounted off your first bottle of Curalin. Visit Curalin.net. Use the coupon code DJV for $20 off. That's Curalin.net. $20 off with the coupon code DJV.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Familiar sound, yeah? Familiar voice? Lots of her music has made it big.
Running around,
she's got such a clear voice. It's one of the things I've always liked about Olivia Newton-John. She has that clear pureness to her voice. Back in September, you'll remember that Olivia revealed she had been battling breast cancer again. This is the third time. She was interviewed and she talked about being positive, staying present, despite the fact this is a really horrible disease, takes its toll. She joked about keeping her worries under wraps by saying denial is really good, really healthy, but it was consuming my day. And after a time, I went, you know what? I don't know what my time is, but I need to enjoy my life. So I'm going to eat a cookie if I want it, and I'm going to have a cup of tea if I want it. And if I want to have a bit of wine, I'm going to do that too, because the joy of life and everyday living has to be a part of the healing process. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer back in 92. She was 43 then. And then it came back again in 2013. And then in May, she revealed that her most recent struggles had spread, as it does when you have breast cancer, it goes to your back. It's almost like I think I know what the stats are, but I put them away. It goes from your brain into your bones, goes to your brain. I mean, it goes all over the place, and that's the problem here. You can push it back. My wife went through all of this stuff, but it's exactly the same situation. She had stage 4 and lived with it for 21 years. I'd say if we were to take, this has been 35 years that she's been at it, right? I think she's, isn't she 70 or 71 now? So she's made it.
I think that's about right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't buy into the stats because I think that they can make you really nervous. Of course they can make you. It's normal. That's human. That's the human condition to know what's going on and be worried about it, for heaven's sakes. She said it's a decision how you choose to feel about something. So I've chosen a different path. I'm happy, I'm lucky, I'm grateful, I have so much to live for, and I intend to keep on living. So good for her. That is the right attitude. What a great lesson that is for other people who are going through it, who may not have the same strength of character or desire or whatever it is that you have to have in order to keep all the engines burning. Good luck to her. Up next, musically, here on the DJB program, Jennifer and Kara and I, and you have the pleasure of listening to Martha Hoople this way, because apparently you're not going to be able to see them to go to any of their tour dates. They've canceled their fall tour. Martha Hoople, 74, reunited members of the band from the time when Ian Hunter was with them, Morgan Fisher, the keyboardist, and Ariel Bender, the guitarist, all together. But the release that came out yesterday said, quote, the group's singer and guitarist Ian Hunter has recently developed a severe case of tinnitus, and some people pronounce it tinnitus. It's been advised by his doctor to discontinue performing until the condition subsides. Tinnitus is a ringing in your ears. If you got a bad case of that, can't really sing. The tour was set to kick off later in October in Portchester, New York, and run through November in Seattle. Tickets purchased for these dates can be refunded. Upcoming run followed the reunited group dates earlier this year. In April, they were out for a tour of Chicago, Detroit, Boston, New York, that sort of thing. So let's hope he gets better as well. It's 28 past the hour here on today's DJV program.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As House Democrats open an official impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he believes the upper chamber would have no choice but to hold an impeachment trial if the House continues to move in that direction. McConnell telling CNBC that the rules on impeachment are crystal clear. Vermont Senator and White House hopeful Democrat Bernie Sanders says he supports the impeachment inquiry, but he says he's afraid it will draw all of the lawmakers' attention for some time when there's other work to be done.
If we have a president who is corrupt, who has violated the law, who has violated his oath of office and the Constitution of the United States, he has to be impeached. But that doesn't mean that Congress should ignore the needs of working families all over this country.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tuesday, October the 1st, 2019 is upon us. This is the DJV Show, a radio program that embellishes life with the facts and then the truth and then opinion and then clarification and on it goes. Lots of things happening in the world. Always that is the case. A fascinating world, and we live in a fascinating time. Some people in the news. Let's start with Stacey Dash, who apparently is tough. She's tough. All right, so she's clueless. Is she clueless in real life? She was clueless in the movie. So what's the story, Jennifer?
Yeah, so Stacey Dash got a little bit of attention about a year and a half ago. She decided to run for Congress in California in 2018. She's a conservative. She was welcomed into Fox's, not necessarily their paid contributors, but she'd be on the couch for Outnumbered. She'd be, every once in a while they drag her out. So Stacey apparently had a little bit of trouble. She got married earlier in the year, and according to her manager, Nick Terry, Stacey's husband, choking her, I guess claiming the report that Stacey's husband was choking her and that she fought back, Stacey very clearly stated her husband put a chokehold on her, according to her manager. There was a 911 call from Sunday evening in Florida that had Stacey Dash attacking, according to 911 operators, her husband. When they arrived, they saw scratches on him, and they arrested her for assault. And basically, in Florida, they make you do like a cooling off period. So they hold you for 24 hours so that, I guess, you don't go back and attack again. And now the manager is saying that this was actually her fighting back against her husband. So whether or not this marriage works out, it doesn't seem to be on sure footing. But
who is the guy she's married to? Anybody knows?
What is his name? He's not an actor. Jeffrey Marty is his name. And I think he's a lawyer. I don't think he's like a famous person. But yeah, she was in Pasco, Florida when this happened. Yeah, right? Exactly. So the sources say that she pushed and slapped him, and officers arrived and saw scratches on his left arm. Now they're saying that there was this altercation that was happening. She was defending herself. They were both acting inappropriately. In any case, you know, call divorce court, because this doesn't look like it's going to work out so well.
You know, it's amazing how people, again, we talk about this a lot, because of the human condition, people and their unrealistic expectations. If you don't know somebody, I don't know how long she knew this guy before she paid attention to him and what he was about, and likewise him about her, whatever her quirks are, whatever her real story is. There are those who think you don't ever really know someone, and maybe that's, I don't know if that's true or it isn't true. I guess it depends on how much.
To TMZ, they say that it was the 15-year-old daughter of her husband that got in her face and kind of stoked this altercation. So there could have been the interference from the kid, too. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of things, and that's another thing. You know, you get into somebody else's, you have a family, you get divorced, you marry somebody else, that person comes into your family, maybe he or she brings their children, and you've got your children. If they all get along, hooray. If they don't, then you're setting yourself up for more activity. I think that it's about, you know, there's a great book around. It's called Success is the Quality of Your Journey. And it really, the thing about being honest, and this is really the bottom line, being honest with yourself, being honest with the person who will be your partner, who is your mate. When you think about the meaning of honesty and how it has changed maybe some of the things we were talking about the last half hour, the fact that people are, they say they're more honest today, or we think of them, can I be honest with you? And really that is permission to insult them.
Right.
Well, here's an interesting thing about her. I'm just kind of reading her history. Apparently, she met him 10 days before they got married.
Yeah, it was a really fast.
He has three kids.
Well, and that's not, I mean, and this is not something against her, but I guess she's been really open in the past about she was sexually abused when she was a kid, and then when she was going through, you know, Hollywood, had addiction to drugs, and I guess she has a history of being with abusive partners, which I'm sure stems from the issue she has as a kid. But
when she was 12 or whatever it was.
She's been married four times, and once you're in your 50s and you've been married three other times, what on earth causes you to get married to someone after knowing them for 10 days?
Long days, yeah.
I just,
well, there's a history there,
smart.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
That history is not, I'm not holding, I certainly, it's not, the criticism here, or what sounds like criticism, isn't really. It's just, let's be real and do the work. That's, you need to do some work on yourself before you jump into something with somebody else. And that's the hardest thing for people to do. Back to being honest with yourself and how that takes on, you know, you free yourself from dependence. And that's a very hard thing to do. A lot of people who go through that business of being married maybe three or four times, whatever it is, there are things that have gone on with them that were not, they weren't there. I don't use the word fault, but that's probably the best word. You have people who are in circumstances when they were younger that they have no control over, abuse from parents and brothers, sisters, or whatever it is, and maybe some other people are involved in it. There are a lot of sick bastards in this world, unfortunately, and they take their toll on innocent victims, and I'm going to guess that that's probably something that's, you know, we criticize people like that unfairly because they didn't create the world they live in. They maybe, you know, chose, if you really want to get philosophical about this, some think, and I happen to be one of them, that we choose. We come back to Earth, we live life after life after life, and you choose your parents' time you're coming in because there are lessons you have to learn. And that's probably part of what's going on with her, but to blame
I just think it's sad,
her.
And I think I hope that she has someone else in her life who can, I don't know, lead her in a better direction.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Go find some help. Find somebody that really is interested in helping you along. And then you have to soul-search yourself because the work has to be done. You have to do the work yourself. You can't. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You can't. You don't know what's always going on with somebody else's head, in somebody else's head. I do want to go back, though, for a second, Kara and Jennifer, to what I said about honesty, because it sort of flips a switch with me, the business about being honest and the various meanings that float around. Honesty for some people means that they can say whatever they want, regardless of who it may hurt. And sometimes these people preface their comments with, I hope you won't get mad at me, or please don't think I'm being critical. Don't mind me if I'm being honest. Can I be candid with you? And, of course, all that is a way for people to be insensitive, if you will. Why are you motivated to tell somebody all of those things is something I think to think about. It's food for thought. It's really what it is. Today, speaking of food for thought, is National Black Dog Day. Black animals altogether are the least adoptable pets in shelters because of their color. Isn't that interesting? All too often, black dogs are overlooked because of many stigmas, such as the color black is evil. Same thing happens with, by the way, human beings. There are people who think because their skin is black that they're evil. Cats have the same stigma. A lot of black cats don't get adopted
because of that.
Yeah, black. Black is not beautiful. Anyway.
I have a beautiful black cat. Oh.
Nice. Yes. So, the whole business about black dogs, think about it and pay attention to what the dog is all about. There are more black dogs euthanized than any other color dog. That really is sad. So, this day, founded by pet and family lifestyle expert, author, animal behaviorist, and rescue advocate Colleen Page, today aims to raise awareness, get people to adopt a black dog, and show the world how much light they have inside them, inside and outside, if you will. Never would have thought about this. I'm so happy that Victoria put this together because I would not have ever known this or thought about it consciously. And now with this information, now I will pay attention to it in talking about it. And we'll certainly have a conversation with Warren Eckstein, the pet expert, on that. Isn't it funny when you get a, not funny, but it's interesting when you get an idea like that. It just comes to you. Wow, yeah. It's sort of like an emancipation, a free, there's a freedom with information, that kind of information. A couple of sports notes of interest, I guess, depending on who you are or what your interests are. The NFL apparently has reached its breaking point with Oakland Raiders linebacker Vontaze Burfict. For the first time in league history, it suspended a player for the remainder of the season because he was playing dirty on the field. He was suspended for the rest of the season. He hit Indianapolis Colts tight end Jack Doyle in their game. He was getting up after a catch, and Burfict nailed him with a helmet-to-helmet hit. He was ejected. The Raiders won 31-24. It cost him $1.6 million in forfeited salary. You know what? Good. It's about time they put their foot down to all this violence. That's the thing that I don't understand about all the people who love football. It's violent. Why do you like that kind of violence? Something to ask yourself. You look in the mirror. Jennifer, you were talking about something else from the sports world that was a little more, lighter. But it's
definitely lighter. So there's a feud, in case you don't know, there is a feud between the Dodgers and the Giants. It's always been. We share a state.
Right, and the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Yeah. And the San Francisco Giants had a rough season, and they're missing the postseason for the third straight year. But they do a thank you to their fans. They had Fan Appreciation Night on Sunday when they played the Los Angeles Dodgers at Oracle Park to close out their season. Now, the biggest giveaway of the night was a Toyota RAV4, so a car up for grabs.
This is
problem.
Funny. Actually, this is very funny.
It ended up being won by a Dodgers fan. The pitcher for the Giants gave away the car on the field. The winner was chosen at random based on their seat at the stadium. So they just call a seat number. And apparently that was the risky decision. The teams, when they called the winning seat, I guess the guy that won was just totally decked out in Dodger gear. And kind of a funny image when he's going to pick up his new car on the field dressed up in his Dodger blue. So
Not quite
too serious, but fun.
No, it is fun. Those sorts of things. I remember there was a fellow I worked for at WEEI in Boston back in the 80s. Fabulous guy. He was a wonderful human being. His name is Dave Austin. He went from being an announcer to the program director to the general manager of the radio station. And it was in the era when people were giving away cars. You know, radio stations had big prize budgets, and they'd be doing all kinds of stuff. So there was a Corvette that at the time was worth about $40K, and somehow or other, two keys. The idea was that you find the winning key and you win the car. The promotion went during the ratings period because that's when promotions run. And so the lucky winner of the day, the lucky winner shows up. There are people lined up with their keys because they had to buy a chance in a raffle. The money went to charity, and they were sent keys. So what happens? Two people show up with a key to the same car. So they had to give away two Corvettes, not one. And he was fired because of that. And the people at CBS didn't think it was funny. He lost his job, and he never really recovered, actually. Terms of his own, he was a good man. He was good with people. It was just a mistake. He didn't even make the mistake. The promotions director made the mistake, but he got fired because of it. So anyway, those sorts of things that do happen. All right, let's get away from all that and talk about television tonight. I watched Bull last night, last part of it. It was as you would expect, typical
still good.
Bull. Yeah, still good. They're good stories. What do you have tonight, Jennifer?
Well, tonight is, I lost my page.
You can find it.
All right. Okay,
page
here we go.
Two. Yes.
Sorry, I dropped my little cheat sheet here. All right, tonight on television, we've got Chopped, brand new, Food Network at 9 o'clock. Diego Maradona is the documentary premiere on HBO tonight at 9 o'clock. This is all about the World Cup. Also, for you sports fans, since we are talking about sports, it's the Wild Card playoff game on TBS. You can check that out at 8 o'clock. This is just the one game to decide who makes it into the postseason. Now, on ABC, they've got a night of sitcoms. Blackish premieres tonight, which is a show that's got a couple of different spinoffs. And so if you want to check out one of the new spinoffs to Blackish, you can see Mixed-ish. The night starts with the Connors, then Bless This Mess. You've got Mixed-ish at 9, Blackish at 9:30, and then their new show, Emergence, is at 10 o'clock. CBS also new tonight with NCIS, FBI, and NCIS New Orleans. And Fox has The Resident at 8, followed by Empire. On NBC, The Blind Audition continue with The Voice at 8 o'clock.
10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time, and because Victoria is out ill today, I'll take on the mantle. First, going into in more detail what we talked about yesterday with the announcement of some of the new things that Amazon is doing, including offering Samuel L. Jackson's voice for Alexa. Yes, he's got an iconic voice, and so you can hear it on Alexa with the profanities. There's a PG version, and there's the regular version. During Amazon's event to unveil new products, the company announced that Jackson will be the first celebrity voice for its Alexa virtual assistant. Was created using neural text-to-speech technology. There'll be both an explicit version and a clean version. Different way of putting it than PG or whatever. The Alexa skill costs you 99 cents as an introductory offer. After the introductory period, the price will be $4.99. Jackson's the first official celebrity voice for Alexa in a commercial in the Super Bowl last year. Celebrities Gordon Ramsay, Rebel Wilson, Cardi B, and Anthony Hopkins were called on to fill in when Alexa lost her voice. The commercial won a number of awards. Amazon also used star power in its Super Bowl commercial this year with Harrison Ford, Forrest Whitaker, and Mark and Scott Kelly, the astronaut twins. Amazon says that Jackson will tell jokes, sing happy birthday, announce the weather, set timers and alarms, play music, and more. You can also learn more about him by asking about his interests and career. However, he won't be able to do everything Alexa can and can't, help with shopping lists and reminders and skills and stuff like that. When the feature launches, Amazon says, to get started, you'll need to say, Alexa, introduce me to Samuel L. Jackson. After purchasing the feature, you choose whether you'd like Jackson to use explicit language or clean language. Alexa also is coming to millions of Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac cars next year. According to GM, said it will make Alexa available on model year 2018 and newer cars, trucks, crossovers with compatible infotainment systems. So that's...
I'm not going to buy an Amazon Alexa, but I can't wait to see all of the videos that are bound to come out as soon as this is available.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be so much fun. I can't wait to hear his response when you say that you want to hear more about him, because I guarantee he's not going to tell you anything. He's going to be like...
Not at all. No.
None of your business.
Yeah, that's it. Nike has released a new self-lacing shoe. Let's find out about that.
The Geek Out.
Nike now has the Marty McFly-inspired auto-lacing technology in the Adapt Huaraches. Now, if you're not familiar, Nike's Fit Adapt uses tiny motors to power laces and sensors that loosen and tighten shoes automatically to a perfect fit. The Huaraches are a more sleek, daily runabout shoe than the Adapt BBs, which were a more typical basketball shoe. They both connect to a Nike app for controlling feedback, and in fact, an Apple Watch can even manage the tightness right from your wrist. Battery life is 14 days, and they both come with a wireless charging mat. And like the Adapt BBs, the Huaraches are pricey at $350, but they are a very cool party trick. Check them out at the link we posted on Twitter at The Geek Out.
You are now listening to the powerful frequency of driving a Toyota Tacoma, RAV4, and 4Runner. This experiment confirms power runs in the family. Toyota, let's go places. Visit toyota.com/testmiles for details.
All right, next up here on Tech Talk, Uber testing a feature that would let passengers who felt unsafe, uncomfortable, record their driver's voice and report the incident to the company. Uber is testing a tool called Record Audio for people who are uncomfortable with their driver and the ride. It's interesting. Feature appears to be part of the company's safety toolkit, which includes sharing the trip status with family and friends, reporting issues, and contacting police. Back in September, Uber rolled out RideCheck, a system designed to flag unusual events like long stops or car crashes to keep passengers and drivers safe, an action taken after several high-profile assault scandals, you'll remember. Over the past couple of years, Uber has bolstered efforts to make riders feel safer after dealing with a murder case and sexual assault complaints against some of their drivers. Now, this year, a South Carolina college student was killed after getting into a car she mistook for an Uber car. That's why they have the identity on them now. You know, you see the Uber logo in the right corner of the windshield. Last year, Denver police said an Uber driver fatally shot a passenger. Good God. Also last year, female riders accused Uber of poor driver vetting that led to thousands of passengers enduring sexual harassment and even rape. So... time for Uber to get its act together. I don't know they have the same problems with Lyft, although Lyft, I think, does have... a lot of the drivers actually work for both companies, Uber and Lyft. So there's that story. Tech Talk.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.